Good afternoon, sir. My name is Vicky. I'm calling you on behalf of customer support because there was a message to return your call. How can I help you?
I just noticed I have a charge from you guys for like $45.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to help you with that, sir. May I have your zip code so I can locate that account, please?
It's 48382.
What's your first and last name, sir?
Justin King, K-E-N.
Our zip code was 45382.
No, ma'am. 48382.
I'm sorry. Okay, I see your account, sir. Could you please verify for security purposes on your account for me, your shipping address in full?
You said my home address?
Yes, sir.
2603 Grove Circle, Commerce Township, Michigan, 48382.
Thank you, Mr. King. Just one moment, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I said just one moment. I was pulling up the account. It looks like you were enrolled in a mobile food app. When I say food app, I mean an app, like an application. It's called Bites Hub. And it's because you responded to a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson V11 back on the 10th of January, sir. Bites Hub just gives you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs and recipes and things like that, but you have to be enrolled in that mobile app in order to be enrolled in the sweepstakes to win the Dysons. They charged $49.89 and offered that for $29.99 off on a monthly basis. It keeps you being re-entered into the sweepstakes on a monthly basis if you want to keep it.
Okay, I've never even heard of this, so I don't know how I was enrolled or how I was
You don't charged. Remember getting doing a survey or getting an email stating you want a free Dyson Z11 vacuum cleaner?
Anything like that that ever pops up, I know it's spam, and I put it on their junk so I don't get it.
Okay. Well, until you call and cancel the account out, Mr. Kane, they'll charge you on a monthly basis.
It says the charge came from you guys.
Yes, sir. I mean, you have to say that you want to cancel, so I can't just...
Well, I probably want to cancel it.
Okay. All right, let me give you just a moment. I'll get it canceled out for you, and I'll be back with the cancellation number in 1 minute, sir.
Thank you for your time, ma'am.
You're welcome, of course. Okay, thank you for holding, Mr. Kane. I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in cancel, 920-369-527.
Okay. Now, is that going to make it where the money's refunded back onto my account?
Unfortunately, I can't refund it, sir. This particular vendor doesn't allow refunds.
So this $50 that I was charged?
Yes, sir. They do not allow refunds. This is a third-party call center. We just follow protocol, so unfortunately, I wish I could give it back to you.
But who do I need? Who do I need to speak with them to get this refunded? Because I definitely didn't. I wasn't the one who...
Okay, now, if you're saying it's fraudulent, then I can switch over to our fraud department.
Please do.
Okay, sure. It'd be my pleasure. Give me just a moment, okay?
Thank you.
I need to type up a note or two, Mr. Keene, so they'll know the gist of the transfer. That way, they'll understand that, you know, why I'm calling you. You won't have to be so redundant, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Give me just a minute. thank you, Mr. Keene, for continuing to hold. I'm still getting your notes and stuff together so I can transfer you. Okay, I'll be right back, sir.
Okay.
I just want to let you know I'm still here. I know it sounds silent. I'll be right back. You're welcome. Thank you, sir. All right. Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to switch over to the fraud department, and I put in a note that you called in and say that you didn't make the charge, and you have these type of offers blocked from your phone, and you want a refund. That's it in a nutshell, pretty much, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment, and I'll get you transferred over. Thank you for calling customer support. Mr. King, you stay safe and have a good evening, okay?
You too, ma'am.